With more than 45 data centers in Wisconsin and more planned and announced in what feels like every day, local communities already grapple with zoning issues and public pushback. But now comes a state legislative bill to regulate the centers built by tech giants like Microsoft and Meta to process artificial intelligence data. Democratic State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin of Whitefish Bay is author of the bill. And Senator, thanks very much for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate the invitation.
Why does Wisconsin need a law regulating these data centers?
Wisconsin currently has no laws on the books that provide any regulatory oversight with regard to transparency, accountability for water usage, for energy rates, for those community impacts that people are very concerned about. So this legislation is intended to provide that overarching regulatory framework to fill that current vacuum.
How much does the proliferation of these centers feel like the wild, wild west?
A lot, very much so. As I have been hearing from my constituents and others around the state, there is this recognition that in the absence of information, it creates worry and distrust and uncertainty about the impacts, not just on themselves and their families and communities, but for our futures.
How does your bill protect utility ratepayers or consumers?
It's a great question because we really wanted to focus on that in terms of the transparency and accountability again. Utility rates are already too high in Wisconsin, and with winter coming on, it's very much front and center on people's minds, especially in these uncertain economic times. So what this bill does is it establishes a very large customer class, which these big data and data centers would fall into, and that class would be responsible for the extremely high energy production needs that they call upon, not individuals or families separate from them.
How does it track water usage and to what end?
That's also a question that people have and a very legitimate concern. People are very curious about how much water will be used, particularly from the Great Lakes, is what I hear a lot of. And again, this bill is very focused on accountability and transparency, which is very much part of Wisconsin's values. And rather than allowing the water use to be hidden with some of these non-disclosure agreements with utilities and the like, it requires the disclosure of how much water will be used and in what fashion.
And the other thing your bill does is require construction workers who build the data centers certain wages. Is it your sense that they are currently underpaid?
It very much is trying to guarantee. Again, this bill is not the end of the conversation. It's starting the conversation with this overarching framework. So when we talk about wages in our workforce, it's important that not just in community by community, but statewide, that there are community values being provided by these data centers, and certainly a high one of those is family-supporting jobs.
In the face of a state law addressing data centers, how important in your mind is local control?
Local control is where it all begins. People don't always understand that, so I'm really glad you asked about that. The idea of where these data centers will be placed and how the developments proceed happen at the local level by local city officials and governments. For the state legislators like myself, I feel we need to show up at the table from the state level to provide some kind of uniformity and a regulatory framework, again, that helps hold these big data centers and big tech accountable to Wisconsin.
What kind of bipartisan support do you have for this regulatory bill?
Well, we were just introduced it last week, but I'm again glad that you asked this, because I am very much hoping for bipartisan support for this bill. Myself, I'm a Democrat, but my Republican colleagues are hearing from the same constituents with the same concerns about property value impacts, water usage, as we've already discussed, energy rates, climate change concerns with regard for hopes for renewable energy, all of that. But because the legislature is very much still controlled by the Republican in both the Senate, Republicans in both the Senate and the Assembly. We need them to lean into this interest in providing a regulatory framework for our state because they decide where the bill will be assigned to what committee and whether or not there will be a hearing held. And I really want to underscore the importance of a hearing because that's when the public comes in and shares their thoughts, their concerns, their asks. And that's how bills across the board become better. That's the iterative process that is so important here, but we need Republicans to contribute to that important next step.
All right. Well, we leave it there. Senator Habish-Sinikin, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. That was excellent. Really good.
Okay, thank you, Frederica. I appreciate that. Was there anything that I didn't get to that you would like me to address?
The only thing I had a question that got left on the floor just because we kind of ran short of time, and that was I wanted to ask you how you believe data centers fit into Wisconsin's economic landscape, not to mention its environmental landscape.
Yeah, I'd be glad to do. Would you like me to
Sure.
answer that now and you could just
Sure.
clip it in? This bill was developed in what I understand is quite a unique way, which was building coalitions between groups who don't necessarily always align in their aspirations, environmental groups, union groups, utilities, and the like. And it was a lot of cooks in the kitchen trying to work out a regulatory framework that moved Wisconsin forward economically, environmentally, and the like. So, what's really important about this bill is that it provides for opportunities and investment in something that is greatly needed in Wisconsin and actually across the country, which is investment in renewable energy for wind, for solar, and for battery, et cetera. And that type of investment is going to be incentivized under this bill because the big data centers, if they reach 70% of all their electricity use is contributed to by renewable energy, that's how they get that sales and use tax exemption. So there's the carrot that really allows for that opportunity. So Wisconsin will be better off economically and environmentally going forward.
Thank you. Perfect.
Yeah.
Appreciate
Yeah,
it.
thanks. Sorry, I was a little bit spacing out with between the solar. I had a
No,
very
no.
dramatic pause after that, but
No, it was
I was
good.
thinking wind, solar in my mind. I don't know if that ever happens to you.
Oh,
I was
are
I
you
had a
kidding?
very dramatic pause.
Well, it's very clear that you are a well-trained orator and attorney, so thank you.
Well, thank you. Gosh, very high praise from you. But thank you. How can I watch this in the future? How mostly can my 90-year-old father watch this? This would be very important to get that to him. I am. That's correct. Oh, thank you. And yeah, I watch PBS just so you know. That's how I watch all the debates and all my election coverage. It's my most favorite vehicle. So I know that I can find those stations also, but that your specific instructions will be helpful. But I am already a fan of yours in real life and outside of this experience.
Well, we will make that into a promo, Senator. So thank you very much. No, I'm kidding.
No,
Kidding.
I am very happy to, yes, I laugh at all these influencers who are wearing various things. I would proudly wear on the weekends a PBS t-shirt or do anything to rep you. Yes, become an influencer.
Thank you. Good news. We need it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good weekend, both of you, and enjoy the pretty day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.